Hey guys, what's up? So, welcome to my first podcast. Really happy about this, actually. I've been wanting to do a podcast for absolutely ages for iTunes. And finally, I get a chance to actually do one. So, basically, I just want to tell you about this really funny conversation I had with one of my mates called Matthew. And it was on about, like, I was just in school, and I sat next to him in math. So, he just turned to me and said, "Dude, have you got a zombie plan?" I was just thinking to myself, "Oh, what?" And he, so I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "I mean, what are you going to do when zombies arrive?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I've been prepared for this, like, 6 years now." But yeah, I have actually been prepared for it absolutely ages now, and I've been having a lot of thought. And I know, like, some people just listen to this, like, "Oh, yeah, this is going to be awesome, you know?" And then some other people are going to be listening, like, "Dude, there's no such thing as zombies." Anyway, yeah, I asked him what his zombie plan was, and he said, "Right, first thing I'm going to do is go to the gun store, nick off with loads of guns, and shoot the hell out of them." And I was like, "Where the hell's a gun store?" And he says, "Oh, I know where there's one, like, near me." And I was like, "He only lives about 20 minutes away from me, and there's no gun stores whatsoever where I live." And it was basically just, like, talking a load of bull, really. And then I said, "Okay, where are you gonna get all these guns?" He said, "There's a shop near me." And I said, "Where? America." Sorry if that offends anyone, but I did hear that America does have a lot of gun stores, or just guns, really. So yeah, anyway, so I was just, like, going with it. I said, "Okay, yeah, you do that, whatever." And then he said, "Right, what's yours then?" And I said to him, "Well, mine would be to barricade the house up, get my rifle, because I actually have a rifle, unlike him, get all the food I need, take it upstairs, get baseball bats, all these melee weapons, or melee weapons, wherever you like to say it, and then basically just, like, survive. I'll just stay in my house, not doing anything else, not going outside unless I need, like, resources or out like that. I'd border up all the windows, all the doors, all everything like that." But yeah, I'd probably just hide out in my bedroom or something. But the main thing you want to know about zombies is, one, they can't climb. So if you want to stay at somewhere high, then great, because they can't climb and get you, unless they're like zombies out of Resident Evil, where they've been infected, basically. Which I highly doubt that. I highly doubt if zombies... I'm talking about classical zombies, you know, where they just come out of the grave and start, like, eating people. But, yeah, I was thinking about, like, what to do and what, like, disadvantage they have and what advantages we have. First of all, we have the speed. They don't have much speed. I think one advantage they have is because they look like actual humans. They don't give off really any appearances, like, straight away, that they're zombies. They're just, like, normal humans until they go and then blood starts dripping from their mouth, and they lunge at you to try and eat you, and then you realize you want to smack them around the head with a shovel. But yeah, I've seen quite a lot of films. I've seen plenty of zombie films, and I've learned quite a lot from them. I think some films are really ridiculous, like Resident Evil Afterlife. I mean, if you actually watch that film, some of that stuff, oh my god, no way, not possible. Even if there was zombies, and even if there was that person, it wouldn't be possible. She would definitely die, basically. And, so I was thinking, what really would I do? Would I be scared? Would I be prepared? Would I panic? I don't know. Or would I be able to let family go, or friends go, if they got turned into a zombie? You know, it's a rubbish thing about thinking about it, but I know it's probably never going to happen. But if it does, then that would be so cool and so awesome, really, because I'd just be like, "Yeah, ready, let's do this." By the way, if you can hear some background noise, it's kind of early in the morning, so yeah, there's birds chirping, that kind of thing, which is really nice, because we've got a nest, like, right outside my window, and the birds only hatched yesterday out of the eggs, and they usually chirp in the morning. They're really cool. I like them. Imagine if they turn into zombies. Jesus. No, that would be scary. Zombie birds. It's a little bit like that movie that's actually called Birds, but worse. Like, you have all these birds just flying through the window trying to eat your flesh. And you're like, no, go away, god damn it, go away. Then you just put down some, like, pesticide stuff and they disappear. But, yeah, so this is my first podcast, which I'm happy about. It's basically going to be like vlogs, but in this kind of thing. If you're wondering why my podcast is called The Energy Pod, it's because we have this clan. It's like me, we've only got like 3 members at the moment, so yeah, I'm called Brave Energy. I'm on YouTube, but I haven't got any videos up yet. I'm trying to save up for a new laptop until I can get some gaming videos up. But there's like 3 of us so far, and the clan is called Energy Clan, and I'm hoping to get some of the clan in with the podcast as well, because I don't want to just sitting alone in my room thinking to myself, right, okay, let's get my crappy little laptop out, start recording with Audacity and then uploading. You know, I don't want that. It's just something that I kinda don't feel right. I feel like there has to be more people. Another thing is, if you are like me and you believe in that sort of thing, like zombies and, you know, all the mythical creatures like werewolves and vampires and that kind of thing, then you are awesome. But it makes you really paranoid if you believe in all this stuff. It makes me really paranoid. It's like, I believe so much in ghosts, it is unbelievable. I believe so much in zombies, not so much on vampires or werewolves. It's because I've kind of dedicated my life to watching zombies and ghost films. If you're wondering a good, you know, if you're wondering a good, sorry about all these I'll try and not do this in my next one. If you're wondering about a good ghost film and you're thinking, okay, well, I've found one, it's Paranormal Activity. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's good. It's absolutely crap. I'm sorry, but most of the stuff is very predictable. It's one of those films where it gradually gets worse until the ending. You watch the beginning of it and you're like, okay, so what? Watch the middle of it, okay, it's getting a bit bad. And then you watch the end of it and it's the worst bit. But yeah, Paranormal Activity 2 is, I guess, is better because it has a higher budget. And, you know, they can do a bit more effects and different things and try and shock you a bit more. But, you know, like every other ghost film, like Blair Witch Project, it's not scary. It's all, like, messed up. Like Blair Witch Project, I stopped watching it at the point where they grab the camera and say, oh my god, I've only just turned the camera on like 20 seconds ago. And then they walk out of the tent and they go, oh, there's all these stones scattered around in these piles. I'm just like, how do we know that? Okay, why didn't you have the camera on all night, recording your tent? Just simply, it just doesn't work. It's like, I could recreate that. I could, you know, get up really early in the morning, set up a tent, put all stones around it, and then set my camera going saying, oh my god, I've just woke up like 10 seconds ago and I saw these stones outside. I'm guessing someone put these here. Yeah, me. So it's not very scary at all. What are the films? There's tons of films, man. There's absolutely loads of films that are loadable. I like parody films, like Disaster Movie, that's one of my faves, that's really funny. There's Epic Movie and Superhero Movie, I think they were all created around about the same time. And they take mockery out of different films. Charlie and Chocolate Factory, I think one of them does Narnia, another one takes mockery out of Batman, another one takes the superhero film or superhero movie, takes mockery totally out of Spider-Man. And, you know, just it just makes it so much funnier. And I think one of the best comedies I've ever seen, which is, like, horror-related. I mean, it isn't actually supposed to be a horror, but it makes fun of a horror. Like, it's a funny horror. It's a homedy kind of thing. That's what I call it, anyway. There's 2, actually. And they're both zombie films, so just up my street. Or my alley. What's that saying? It's up my street or my alley? No idea. Well, I've been rambling on for about 10 minutes. That's pretty cool, actually. But yeah, it's called Shaun of the Dead. I believe a lot of people have heard about this. Everyone loves it. Anyone who's seen it definitely loves it. It's just so funny how it actually plays through. And another one is Zombieland. And if you don't know, like, the history behind Zombieland, Zombieland was originally, like, a pilot episode for a TV show, which was actually going to be called Zombieland. But then they thought, no, they're going to turn it into a movie, but then they have to create, like, an extra, sort of, like, extra half an hour onto the film to make it into movie length. It was just really cool. So they're two really good comedies you might want to check out if you haven't seen them. So that's Zombieland and Shaun of the Dead. Really funny. You know, but they're both those comedies where you watch them first time, you think they're hilarious. Watch them second time, you think they're a bit funny. And then you watch them third time, and you just think, it's not funny anymore, I've seen it all done. But, yeah, anyway, back to other stuff. I could have sworn, actually, one day, I was in the park, and I was just with my mate Simon. I could have sworn there was an actual zombie in the park. It was either just a drunk guy, or a drug guy, or a zombie guy. And he was just at the back of the park, you know, trailing along, like proper slow, limping kind of thing. And I was just thinking to myself, he's definitely a zombie. But then, you know, after a while, he just like turned around and started walking everywhere else. And I was just like, he's either definitely a zombie or he's drugged or something. But, I thought it was hilarious when I saw it. But yeah, if you do, I'll be mentioning a lot of my mates, you know, later on in the podcast series. But yeah, so I was just thinking to myself, what would actually happen if there was a zombie apocalypse? Like, after that conversation, I was like, would anything change? Would there be like, would the zombie apocalypse like actually take over so fast? I don't know, actually, because if you think about the films you watch about zombies, it gets completely out of control, while it wouldn't in real life, would it? I mean, there's a new series on TV called The Walking Dead. Now, I watched the first episode, and the second episode was on last night, but I totally missed it, and I was really upset. But, yeah, when I got to it, it was like 10 minutes left, and I was like, oh, I want to see what happened at the beginning. I want to see how it continues off, you know? But, yeah, I was thinking, it wouldn't really get out of control, would it? You know, as soon as they notice it's a zombie apocalypse, wouldn't they send the army in to do something, and, you know, policemen and everything? There's also another film called Zombie Flesh Eaters. Now, that was made purely for horror. It wasn't made for comedy, it wasn't made for entertainment, it was made for horror. And I'll tell you one thing, it scared me shitless. And if you're wondering why, it was just purely because of how it played through. It was like there was a boat, and they scanned it, and they said, oh, there's no life form on board, go check it out. And there's all these, like, meat everywhere. It's just normal meat that you usually eat for dinner, like chicken, that kind of thing. All rotten, had, like, you know, had flies all over it. And then they see this, like, dead guy in the corner of the boat, so they go down into the boat and then go to check see if the dead guy's alright. I don't know why, because they've already said there's no life forms, he looks pretty much dead. And all of a sudden this giant zombie just leaps out from behind him and grabs hold of him and bites his neck. And then another cop goes in to see if he's alright. And then that's how it basically took out, because zombies look just like humans, that's probably the most advantage they have. And, you know, and because of the boat, it was reading no life forms. It was just so scary. And eventually they had to hold up on this island. No idea how they got onto the island. No idea why they were on the island. But apparently they had to hold up on this island and basically survive. And I was just thinking to myself, well, it's kind of stupid, I suppose, you know. But the boat was just outside, like, a huge city. And then the next thing you know, they're filming on this island, and you're just like, what? But, yeah, there's a lot of good films out there that can definitely scare the pants off me. I don't really get scared by films, so if you can make a film that can scare me, then you're great. I particularly like the films where it makes you jump, you know. There's like those moments in the film where you do actually leap, and you're just like, no, turn it off, and then you just want to watch more. But it's just the thrill of being scared, isn't it, that you want to watch these horrors. No idea why you like being scared. I know I like being scared. It's just something. It gets your blood going, doesn't it? It gets you pumping. It gets your adrenaline going. I was also playing a game that was supposed to be scary called Amnesia. And I was playing it. I was like, it isn't that scary. The only way you can make it scary is one, if you have like headphones and have it on full blast, or if you have like surround sound. But yeah, it was a game and it was made for those moments where it jumped out, like things happen suddenly. They don't alarm you that it's going to happen. It just goes woof woof, and you're just like, no idea how it happened, but you are definitely scared. But yeah, it didn't really scare me, because I was watching some like gameplays of it on YouTube, and I was just thinking to myself, I don't see how people can be like proper terrified, because I was watching one gameplay. This guy was doing a playthrough of it, and I was watching it, and every so often this guy would actually scream, and I was just like, it's not even scary. I'd have my headphones in, I'd have my volume on full blast. It's not that much scary, to be honest. It's alright though, because it does scare me a little, because most of the time you're in the dark, you need to find your way out before you lose sanity. You basically have kind of a time limit to it, you know, doors slam shut no matter what. Just weird things happen, like ghosts come out. It's a really cool game to have. But only if you like being scared. Like, some people find different things scary though, don't they? Like, some people find the dark scary, while some people find being totally exposed scary. That kind of thing. I don't know. Because if you're in the dark, you're not exposed at all, are you? But if you're in the light, you're totally exposed. It's kind of a different concept. I mean, I'm kind of scared of the dark. I don't mind it, to be honest, because every time I'm in the dark, it's only in my own house. I know I'm safe. So I don't know why, to be honest, I'm scared that much. But anyway, wow. Running on to 18 minutes. Okay, I think I'm going to end it here, actually. There's not much else to talk about. But if I do start charging for my podcast, which I won't do, don't worry. Not yet, anyway. But if I do start charging, it'll either be for charity, or it'll be for my own use, like I actually need the money. And if I do, I'll give you, I'll give you guys three episodes in notice, kind of thing. So anyway, I'm going to leave it here, because I've just run over 18 minutes, which is actually quite cool, I guess. I'm going to try and make my episodes about 30 minutes long, all this time, actually, it's not bad. And I'll see you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed listening to my podcast. There'll be more on the way, hopefully with more people as well. So I'll see you guys next time, and thanks for listening.